Welcome to an another unscripted season, no, another unscripted episode of Disorderly Blondes. This is Brenda.
And this is Christy. Hi.
Okay. Hi. Okay, we don't know what we're doing. This is the first time recording remotely. And I mean remotely. I'm literally sitting in my car. And Christy's sitting at the beach.
I am.
Or not. Did you go back to your hotel room?
I'm back.
She's
at
the beach and in St.
Yes, we are in St. Augustine. We made the, and I'm not kidding. It really was a difficult choice. I promise it was. I mean, we were really torn. We had rented a condo on the ocean for spring break. This is our spring break, and we were really torn. You know, do we come? Do we stay? Do we go? Our parents are mad at us, but to be honest, we're on a private beach. The beach is closed to the public, or I guess to be more specific, they close the public parking lot. So unless you live on the ocean or you're renting on the ocean, you can't have any access to the ocean. So we are about as remote as you can get. And, you know, it ended up being the right decision because, you know, we're going stir crazy and, you know, it's tough.
It's tough. So for listeners who picked this episode up in, let's say, in October, what is it that's going up? Why is it so tough?
this crazy virus that's going around. Yeah.
Okay. The crown virus?
Did you see that meme? It was hilarious.
Or is it the... I've seen so many memes. I mean, I think we are defined by memes right about now. The funniest one I saw was the one that said, you know, the ones that initially started coming out like, ooh, in 9 months, there's going to be a lot of babies. And then I saw a great one that says, no, in 9 months, there's going to be a lot of first-time parents because there's no way in hell. Repeat parents. I mean, parents are gonna be like, let's have another kid.
That is so true. No. Oh, that took me a second. I'm not gonna lie. I'm on island time, but yeah, that's really good. Yeah. I think one that I saw that was hilarious, yeah. It was probably one of those only in Hialeah, you know, cages. And it was a sign that said, like, you know, the pool was closed due to the coronavirus, but then it was translated. Crown virus, no entra.
The crown virus, no entres. Oh man, it's really, really crazy. And this sucks because we have been, well, it sucks for obvious reasons, but we have been trying to record our catch-up session for a while and it just, life just wasn't having it. It wasn't having it. So I even forget like where we last left off our listeners in between guests and everything. I think the last catch-up was in January episode. And so unless you don't follow our Instagram, like, you really don't know, because we do keep updated on the Instagram account. I don't know.
Well,
do you remember where you left off?
Probably hadn't even talked about your escape that we had to celebrate you and your amazing husband. We didn't talk about that, so you can. And I definitely have to leave that to you because I don't know about you, but I'm still on cloud nine from that amazing experience. Yeah.
Yay! Yes. Well, we were really, really blessed to go away to California and to before. I mean, who would have thunk it? But actually, I think things started getting a little hairy around then, where we started hearing there was something coming, some kind of virus or something, but it wasn't really hysteria yet. I think it was literally the week before, right? And we all escaped. It was a party of 26. And we escaped to Napa to celebrate Larry and I's 20th wedding anniversary. And it was really dreamy and everything that you could possibly imagine. And it was full of wine, full of love, full of friends, and we came back to this. We really dodged a bullet, I think.
Well, like, it's funny, like, because 2020, man, you hate us. remember I had said to you when we got back from that trip, and yes, you're correct. I think we all bought masks for the plane. You wore a mask. I was too embarrassed to put on a mask. It was pre, because we're planners. Like we, you know, we're like major Girl Scouts. But it was just too soon. Right. It was more like a rumor then. Not a rumor, but you know what I mean? It wasn't just.
Right. Well, one of the funny parts was that I got that mask. First of all, Larry and I always have masks on us every time we travel. Like, I'm talking like for years. Like, we have it because sometimes you're in an airplane and there's this nasty person next to you. Well, that always happens. Someone's always coughing up a lung or sneezing. And if it's a long flight, you're trying to sleep or whatever. And so we always have the thin blue ones on us. But about a month before that trip, so you're talking like end of January, someone said to us, no, if you're going to get a mask, you need to get this model number because that's the really good one. And no problem. Went on Amazon. I didn't think I was doing anything harmful to anyone. Yeah. They were readily available. I bought the mask. And of course, we come back, we post pictures, and people are like, why are you wearing that mask? Like, and you know what? Whatever. I bought it way before, and I understand the reasoning now. But the guy next to me was so gross that I might have been one of the first coronavirus receivers here because of that guy who was actually making fun of everyone that had a mask on. Ooh. And he was the one sneezing, not covering up, and coughing.
Of course, my husband makes fun of me because of course they're in my bag. I don't even tell him because he's going to make fun of me. And so of course I show him. I'm like, hey babe, just in case. He's like, just in case. What? And he goes, you know, because you know Timo, hashtag Timo knows everything. You know, all that does is keep you from touching your nose with, you know, your hands, touching your face. And so I was like, oh, I don't need a mask for that. So, of course, the whole plane ride, I'm like,
your nose is itching and you want to touch.
So,
yeah. At the end of the day, if someone is sneezing and being gross next to you, you're going to want to have had your
face covered,
believe me. You know, but that was, but it was great memories, and I'm so glad you got to go and that we got to escape because that was really the last trip.
And one of the, see, this is weird. Yeah. Like I'm trying not to talk over you but that's kind of our shtick normally, but you can't give me the evil eye because we're not together.
I know. I can't give you the look.
Under the table.
It's fine there. Hopefully we can edit. Exactly, and hopefully we can edit this
point?
Somehow. I don't know what we're doing. So again, I'm sorry, friends. What's the point? Whatever. We're trying.
And one of my memories, my recent memories, is you know because I was lucky enough to extend that trip, and go off on my own and do like a little bucket list trip to celebrate my birthday, big birthday. We don't have to discuss any further, but I had said to you, I said, Bren, you know, over the years, we've used so many apps and so many, you know, sites for the digital, not digital, but, you know, the photo books, the physical photo books that you can create. And I'm like, you create them more often than I do. What's the best one? Tell me, because 2020 is so awesome. It is really gearing up to be so awesome because between that trip, the rest of my California trip, my birthday, and we, you know, of course, ironically, this year we had a lot of stuff planned, and our listeners know that April's important to us, May's important to us, June is important to us. So it's tough, you know, having plans. Thinking, wow, things are kind of up in the air right now.
Well, before we talk about the kids and how they're handling all of this, or not handling at all, we do have to talk about your birthday because your birthday was on this ticky cute boat in Jupiter. But talk about coming back from California and to the madness of everyone trying to prep for, well, not even yet madness, just to like the beginning of this virus spreading. And then we go to yours, which was basically the last Saturday, I think, that we all did anything. And It was, and I'm remembering, I'm like, everyone was hugging and kissing, and I mean, not in a, like, in a friendly kissing way. It was not that kind of boat, people. And then, because it was, the funny part is that it was really chilly, and that Sunday morning, I woke up and I had a sore throat. And then all the news, everyone starts talking about symptoms, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm like overdosing on like vitamins and vitamin C and yes. stuff. Like, no,
I can't. And then a lot of people came back to my house, yeah. and a lot of people didn't go home. So,
not me. I went home. Yeah. I had the G version of your birthday. Okay, maybe PG, because we did dance to DJ Laz and do Two Live Crew.
Do you know that Tim asked PG, me, like, you know, maybe, Tim, maybe. Tim had a little bit too much fun. He was loaded. But the next day, he said, when you were flashing those construction workers, well, you know, we all had to see.
What? What construction workers?
See, I went to do like,
oh, yes, I know that house. Yeah, the pre-house.
The plan
yes.
for my birthday was sort of like a booze cruise, and it's a really unique boat ride that they have here in Jupiter. It's almost like a barge that they decorate to look all islandy, and you can either go to a sandbar, weather permitting, or you can just do a cruise the intercoastal, and it's super fun and super laid back. And super, yay!
Super! Our first remote super.
With my luck, and this was kind of for everyone, the second we get off the plane from California, it turns freezing ass cold here in South Florida. Like, what the hell? Do you remember? Like, it was warmer in California than here when we got back.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Of course, I'm watching the weather like a then hawk, and here, only yeah. me... Yeah. You know, I don't celebrate that much. I mean, seriously, I don't like to focus on me. But of course, the day of my birthday, it was 400 mile an hour winds and like 35 degrees. And my friends are texting me, what do we wear? I'm like, I'm wearing my bathing suit. I don't care. And I did, because I was having so much fun. I really wasn't cold. But I was lifting my shirt like, wee, yay. But I had my bathing suit underneath. So...
Sure you did. So now we are all at home, and I mean all at home, fast forwarding to now, and yes. that has been really interesting. I don't know about you. You have
this is our spring break,
are you
correct?
Supposed to be on spring break now like us? Okay, us too. Yeah, so last week we started the routine at home, and I'm now noticing a pattern that I'm great Monday through Wednesday. And then on Thursday, which happens to be again today, on Thursday is when I start to feel a little claustrophobic. I think it's because everyone like needs me, or everyone, Oliver wants to be with me all day long, like all day long, 24/7. And he's the cutest and adorable, but at some point I need, you know, I said to someone that I feel like that.
Oh yeah.
That really new mom, right? When you're like breastfeeding and you're at home
alone,
and that feeling that you just want to go to the bathroom for 5 minutes to breathe. Just aww. Let me breathe for 5 minutes. Like, that's how I feel, you know. Dylan has been great, but he has a shitload of homework. And thankfully in the school, I don't know if it's great or just patient with the parents, and they're aware that we're just kind of going with the flow, Montessori style, yeah. whatever we do, you know, but it's a lot. Oof. And then Larry this week started working from home, and I know, well, you know, Oliver has actually been pretty great. I was worried about him because if he's yeah. his daddy, that to him means party time. And so we actually created a little note, and we taped aww. It on the door that says daddy working. So he actually learned that if this says daddy working, he actually goes shh, 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 that he's not allowed aww. To scream, and he walks away. It's the cutest thing. So it's going great, but today was a little overwhelming, and I'm actually now in the parking lot because Dylan has piano, and this is when we're trying to record, which tells you, Christy said, oh, it's fine. What if it doesn't matter if Oliver comes out talking? I'm like, no, you don't understand. He would be, the second he sees me doing something else that is not him, he would just be all over this. Would be no podcast at all. So, yeah, so we have decided that, Thursdays is, the weekend starts Thursday, so we
first
start drinking
of all,
tonight.
I started drinking at 10:30 in the morning every day, and that, I'm not a big drinker, like, seriously, I mean, all kidding aside, I'm not a huge drinker, I'm not, but, like, come on, like,
what?
Like, you know, my biggest quandary is to post a TBT, like, last Thursday seems like 5 years ago, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yes. Yes. And 2 weeks ago seems like a lifetime ago. Remember when we were free to go anywhere? You know? It's like, wait for it, wait for it. I think I miss carpool. Oh, what?
Oh,
I miss carpool.
I can't. And I also have a memory of,
oh my God,
you know, you telling me that Larry it's was horrible. Going home. And I was like, oh, I just wish Tim would come home. And then you wrote back, do you? Now do you?
But do you really?
But this was the
Are you sure? It's actually, yeah. It could have been worse, I guess. It could be worse, you know. But like I read somewhere, like, okay, we are so blessed that we are, for now, you know, this is just like an extended vacation. And that for right now, you know, everyone still has a job, knock on wood. And that we are blessed with health and groceries and toilet paper. And, you know, so it's about putting things in perspective. So I'm trying to, you know, breathe in, breathe out and remember that and remain grateful. But the kids return to school on Monday. And I think you have the same thing, too, that they're going to attempt virtual school.
Jackson does a lot of Google Classroom. So it's more of a natural, you know, progression for him. Although I saw a very scary thing online. One of the moms groups was posting a tentative schedule that one of the high schools, local high schools put together. And it was like school, like you're sitting at your desk with your laptop from 8:25 to 9:55. And then you get a bathroom break. And I'm thinking, oh, hell no. Like Jackson is going to be, he's going to be a meme. He's going to be one of those kids that is shown on Zoom going to the bathroom because he can't, like, he's a typical kid can't sit still. So I don't know. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to jump the gun yet. JR's teacher has sent out surveys as far as, you know, asking what kind of support we need as parents and then asking how long he can engage independently. And, you know, that's a big one. You know, if he's entertained, you know, and I kind of said, I know school's not meant to be like, you know, a circus and entertainment every 2 seconds, but I hope that they're able to creatively engage the kids. I don't envy the teachers. It's so hard all around now. And like you said, you know, we're all kind of going back and forth from enjoying memes. I mean, some of the memes are like killing me and they're getting me through the day. And we go from that to everyone's hearing stories of individuals, more than one local in Jupiter that people know, you know, has, you know, really become sick. And so it's terrifying and it's just such a different, interesting time right now. And I think we're all just doing the very best we can. So we have to, you know, show compassion and patience and, that's easier to do while I'm drinking, just letting you know.
Yeah, miss, I'm at the beach.
Going back to Davy.
I'm in Davy.
Oh, that's
what
that's
is
an
it?
Alternate universe.
Why is it with us? Why is it with us, the podcast, that everything revolves around Hialeah and Davy?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I am, I'm a little nervous because today I was on with Oliver's school trying to set up his virtual classroom, which I think is only going to be a half an hour, which I think is really ambitious because Oliver has the attention span of a fly. But I think he's going to love seeing his teacher and the circle time songs. And that's what they're planning to do in the morning and like the colors and all the fun stuff. So he might enjoy it. But the problem is that Dylan might have to be doing it at the same time. His classroom. So I don't know. I can't physically, you know, a typical child, for the most part, you could tell them, like, okay, sit there for 15 minutes, I'll be right back, or whatever, right? I can't do that. The second I turn around, Oliver's going to go to the playroom, and Dylan's going to go to his computer, and I'm going to come back, and there's going to be, the teacher's going to be like, Bueller.
That would be squirrel one and two. At home, I
basically have Bueller one and two, you know? Squirrel one and two, yes. So all I could say is I'm going to try. And if it doesn't work out, then I don't know. I know that there's a rumor that Broward is done. We're in Broward County. That Broward is done for the rest of the school year. But our school is private for Oliver, so he's still on. And so I
now
guess if
does
they say it's done,
Oliver, but
that means no
doesn't
more work?
Oliver's school just by same here.
They do, yes. But I heard that that school's officially done, but I haven't
I can
read
tell
that.
You that financially
that
they are not going to open a school for 6 weeks. They're just not. If we're not going back until, you know, mid-May, they're not or mid-April. I have a feeling school is done. So I don't know. And, you know, and on the flip side, like Jackson, for example, he's in courses that he, as a middle schooler, like if he completes the course, then he's completing like a high school credit. So, you know, there's a lot of complications with that, but you know, one day at a time, and you know, my heart is really hurting for, you know, I'm on a lot of group chats with moms and friends who are in the same boat as us. And, you know, it's super hard. It's super hard. And honestly, like, I want everyone who, you know, listens to kind of tag us. We want to know what you're doing. We want to know how you're coping, how you're creatively coping, which is kind of a joke because we have to, if you don't have creativity, you're kind of sunk as an ASD parent anyway. But, you know, what your successes are, your failures, everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we started a hashtag. ASD quarantine. So please, tag us. Spell check quarantine. you should be able to see some posts already there because some of our moms, super moms have already been tagging us. I know at home we have created all these little games. So like bathtub time has been extended. Now bathtub time for Oliver now it's not like a 20-minute affair. Where there's barely any space for him anymore because every day he picks a new toy and basically using the bathtub as a pool. He throws stuff in there and he's just so happy. How can I tell him not? We actually don't have a pool in our house, but we have a community pool that we always use. And of course they closed it on spring break. So my poor little guy, thankfully he's so good and he's just been using that bathtub as the pool. But we are actually doing a lot of stuff with buckets, and actually it's kind of like OT. He's working a lot on his fine motor skills, and creating movie time for Dylan, even though it's taking him out of one screen time for another screen time, but he really enjoys the peace that comes with it, and he feels really independent when I give him options. It's almost like movie theater, like, what do you want to watch today? And that's important for him because although he can watch anything he ever wants because he has access to the computer, he never has the attention span or the discipline to sit and do it. He watches snippets and then he goes from one video to the other all day long, whereas when I tell him it's movie time, he has no choice and he has to watch the whole thing, and he's so calm, no scripting, nothing.
Great.
And so I feel it's really helpful for him.
Oh,
I have to let you go because the teacher called me in. So
okay,
I don't know.
Peace out.
We have to continue this. To be continued.
Hi guys, it's Christy. If you're like me, you're probably looking for something to do with the whole family. Or alone, I get that, while we're all stuck here in ASD quarantine. With lots of events unfortunately getting canceled, it's a good thing the Move Over Autism has been a virtual event for 7 years now.
It's called Move Over Autism now, as many people confuse the term run with rum. Just kidding. Maybe. It isn't even a run. It's a walk or bike or swim or trampoline or slip and slide or you get the picture. Anything you can do to say you moved counts as a marathon these days in my book. Oh yeah, and did you hear? You earn a gorgeous medal for your participation. First, you need to get signed up. Find Puzzle Piece Now, that's P-E-A-C-E, now, on Facebook for easy directions. Once you've been directed to the runsignup.com page, you can use code CORONA, in all caps, for $10 off. Kids under 10 years old pay just $15 and no code is needed. How do you do this? Well, move any day in April and report your results to the Facebook event page. Your medal will arrive in the mail soon after, unless you choose that Puzzle Piece Now donate your medal to an individual on the front lines. We're talking grocery store workers, first responders, hospital workers, sanitation workers, you name it. Mostly move because the proceeds help deserving South Florida families afford their summer activities. Brendan, I hope you do decide to move. Now, speaking of moving, let's move along. Back to the podcast.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello again there, stranger.
Oh, boy.
We have to update everyone and tell them that we are picking up a week later from the last recording. And ironically enough, I had said that I think the last thing I said was that Dylan watching movies really relaxed him. And I just finished doing just that. He was very, very relaxed. So sweet.
All I have to say is my tan is already faded.
Wow, at least you have a tan. I usually start my tan spring break and I am so, so pale. It's really scary.
Are you super pale?
I'm super pale. Super pale.
Don't you feel like last week was like last month and today is March 33rd?
Today's like March 83rd. I don't know. Pretty much. Any updates you want to give us?
Oh, me? Oh, well.
Yeah.
I think I was about to talk about how the boys were adjusting, but
it's all changed.
Now for something completely different.
Yeah.
An update. Well, I have to say, we've been living a pretty charmed 2020, the two of us, between all the cool things we got to do. We were.
Yes.
Yeah. And I started to say that I was searching for a great little photo book, you know, program to use because 2020 was shaping up to be so amazing.
Yes.
And then now I'm just like, wah, wah. But true to form, at the very least, I want to give you a beach update. We left on Saturday. It was just part of our plan. I'm sorry, Sunday. We planned on leaving Sunday morning. And at 6 a.m., they closed the beaches where we were staying. So
yeah, it was because all those trip breakers were being terrible. They were out there.
It was getting out of control. It was. So there's that. And we are back in action. This is day two of homeschooling hell. And
what do you mean day two? Not day three?
No. The 5-6-1.
You didn't start Monday?
Palm Beach County started Tuesday. Thank goodness. Because okay. I took Monday to get organized, aka bomb my children's rooms because their desks aren't really desks. There's not, you know, work on it. It's more like, you know, crap they need to put away and an inch of dust. So I spent the entire day on Monday thinking I had the virus. Not that I'm making a joke out of it, but I am because I'm so allergic to dust. My whole throat closes up and I'm like, that's it. If I have to die cleaning my kid's room, it would be so appropriate.
It would be. Yes.
Yeah. So enough jokes about that. But so you've been busy. You wrote about your specific experience. I'm so proud of you.
Well, that post actually took probably almost 2 weeks, a week and a half to post because I couldn't as you can imagine, I couldn't sit and have quiet time to write anything. And then when I did, it was like a paragraph at a time, which you can't write like that. And then it's a much more serious post than I usually would post. And, you know, I struggle with that because I tend to want to be sarcastic or funny, which is, you know, me, because I'm so funny. And it just wasn't coming out. So I finally said, okay, you know, let's just do.
That's what she said.
Let's just go with that. Let's just go with a more serious post. It's another whole side of Brenda. And, you know, I feel like everyone needs to hear from this, you know, that side of like we always talk. Let's talk about the entire spectrum. Let's talk about, and not just the spectrum, because Oliver isn't on the autism spectrum. And he has his own issues that, you know, it's just special needs in general. And having to do with the, like you said, with the homeschooling, when we already have, you know, potty training and all this other stuff, and they can't really sit for that long. Just this morning, Dylan, yesterday he did great with his homework, because that's the format he has, his homework off of Google Classrooms. And today he lasted 15 minutes. 15 minutes is what he lasted. Wow. He just had a fit and he just wasn't having it. And where does it come from? I don't know. Like, what is the trigger? He's fine yesterday. Like, you know, like I always say, well, you know, it's autism. Like, what else can you say? Like, we only sure. know so much, and we can only prevent so much. And all we can do is deal with it. And we were talking, you and I, about this earlier. We just cry a little, laugh a little, get over it, move on, and then do it again. You know, I think everyone's feeling highly emotional and highly sensitive right now. And just going back to the post, I wanted to put something out there that also showed this side of the journey.
Well, it was very matter of fact. And it's funny, yes. because when, you know, you and I looked at the text together, because we can't do anything, you know, just on our own, you know, you were complaining that your personality wasn't in there. And I said, you know, it's funny. It's really hard for me to write without, you know, injecting my personality. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. But it was very matter of fact, and it was important, and it was very to the point, and it's really no laughing matter, really. It's just the state of, you
maybe
know,
that's the bottom line. Like, as much, yeah. I did make a joke at the end, but a little joke. There is one joke in there. If you want to go on and read it, it's on Medium.
Let's play Find the Joke in Brenda's
post. Yes, and it's called Autism and Homeschooling in the Time of COVID-19. And nobody so far has guessed why I chose that title. Did you get why I chose that title?
Why you chose? What do you mean?
Did you ever see the movie Love in the Time of Cholera? Or the book, whatever. Like, I thought it was so appropriate. Like, it's the same.
You know what? I know. I can picture the last scene in the movie, but I can't not tell a lie. I did not get it. And I'm like the pun lady. So now I know how many of my puns go over people's.
Yeah. No, I really, because obviously what the movie's about. And I was like, so originally I was going to call it Learning in the Time of COVID-19. But you know, good old SEO, and you know, you got to put those trigger words in there. So I just went with the autism and homeschooling.
Yes, you
and
do.
So anyway, whatever. So here we are. We just want to check in with everyone. Let us know how you're doing, right?
please. I will say that these past few days, actually a couple of weeks, I have been getting by with a little help from my friends, and not just you. I know you think I'm your only friend, and that's basically true, but I have a wonderful, wonderful tribe of parents, and you know who you are, girls, here in my community. And I just wanted to give them a super huge shout out. And I want to give a shout out to one specifically, who's having an extra helping of not so great stuff at the moment. I'm not going to mention any names. She has attended our Autism Bite Supper Club, and she is new to our community. This mom, like many moms or many families who choose to attend JR school, are usually on a waiting list for a long time. And we've talked about this before, how families just kind of drop their lives And once they get the call that they're in, they just race over and barely pack. Well, she was barely unpacked before she got some tough news, and she's going to have to leave the school, pull her son out, and take care of some personal things back in her original community. So we just want to say we are thinking about you and feel you, and please reach out to us. We would offer any help that you wish. And some of the moms locally are sending the child some well wishes, so he can look forward to that. But I just wanted to do that because I'm thinking, you know, about that mom, especially today.
I kind of lost you. I don't know if the recording picked up, but I lost you for a second.
Oh, crap.
Okay, I got you now. I got you back. Sorry, listeners. We've never really done this before remotely. So we're trying.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, World Autism. Are we calling it awareness? Are we calling it action?
Well,
what are we calling it?
Well, it's tomorrow, and tomorrow is going to be tomorrow, which maybe it's when I will, maybe I'll stay up a little later and try and edit this and release this.
Yes. I don't know. So tomorrow's today.
It's just World Autism Day. World Autism Day, and we always like to say Autism Action Month, which is the month of April. We will not be wearing any blue because, if you don't know, listen to episode 2 or 3 when we discussed why. I forget when we discussed it. But we will be posting.
Lighting it up.
We will definitely lit. We will be getting lit, but not lighting it up. Ah, I like that. It's like a scavenger hunt for disorderly blondes. What do the blondes do? And I don't know. We have a month long fun memes for you that we will be creating. Feel free to share. We also created hashtag ASD quarantine for you to use. I think we mentioned that in the last recording. And also, you just worked on a new Facebook frame. Talk about that.
Yes. I think I made it a lot harder than I needed to because I was trying to manage dogs and children and distance learning and all that at the same time. But yes, we created a frame today that you can add to your Facebook profile picture. You'll have to maybe, you know, do some resizing so your face isn't covered with our logo. But please, please go to our Facebook page, Disorderly Blondes, and choose that profile picture to show your support for your disorderly tribe.
And I think that's it. We will try and keep everyone updated as much as we possibly can through this platform remotely. And again, reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. If you need to vent, if you want to share, you know where to find us.
Sounds like a plan.
Yay.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Hopefully the next time we record, we can be together and not have to do this.
We go together.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh, yeah. Goodbye, everyone. Bye.